The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MD100-2031, NMLS number 186375, LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Well, actually, he's in the bunker. Vesley is in the chair. Brett Vesley's here. And, of course, Big Dick Toledo sitting right across from us running stuff. It is all about that eruption yesterday. I can't keep my eyes off of the – we talked about it because it happened during the show, or at least we got word of it down in Beirut during the actual show. And so we watched that thing, and all of us, to a man. I was out of the room, came back in, and Brett and Toledo were like, you got to see this. Because we all – I think every one of us thought, nuke. Or some dirty bomb or something.
It looks like it.
It's the Middle East, so you already got that, you know, bigotry going into like, okay, I know what happens over there when something explodes. It's usually religious or something crazy. And then it turns out it's like 2,700 pounds of explosives all in one, ammonium nitrate.
It's the
recipe for explosion. And I got to thinking, because I've seen 20 angles. There's a picture on AZ Central this morning. It's AZ Family on the Channel 3 one, of the aftermath. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
So the smoke's cleared, and then just the scorched earth, and there's
all they were camping out yesterday in the afternoon, you know, cars flipped over. And,
oh, my God. But the overhead, like, drone shot of the epicenter of the blast, just everything is gone. It's Hiroshima-like. And they just kept saying, well, it was a warehouse full of ammonium. Do we have one of those? I wanted to cut that guy. First thing I wanted to do on the air this morning, I've been thinking about it since I saw that picture. I'm like, is there one of those in Phoenix? Do we have a place where we're storing loads and loads of fertilizer and ammonium nitrate and all that? Is there that much somewhere that this could happen?
There is the ammonium nitrate country club.
Well, yeah, but please, Brady, that's a very wealthy area. They would never allow that to explode. But do we have that? Does every major city have something like this that we don't even know about?
Oh, I'm sure.
You
think? I'm sure something equal to that would be. Well, I mean, you got Palo Verde out there. I mean, it's a nuclear power plant.
It makes a strong point. That could be. All right. Well, I'm just going to hide now. Yeah. From now on, I'm just going to hide.
But I mean, it is on the west side, so, you know, who cares?
It's true. It's way out there. It will wreck most of the Goodyear.
Yeah, avenues, that's gone. That's fine.
As long as they warn the people first, we could start that over. I think we're all comfortable with that. But yeah, you're right. I guess, and then you can't tell the general public. By the way, this house here is 4 million pounds of ammonium sulfate. Just leave it alone. You're like, the bad guys are going to go, well, we could blow up the whole city here. So you can't really say where it is. But if we've got one, can we get on some sort of a good guy list where we know? I can't imagine standing in my apartment or house sitting there saying, what's that fire over there? And then watching that happen the way all those videos were. It's insanity. So, but if it is truly a firecracker storage facility by the port, I'm struggling with that. And then Trump went on yesterday, said it was an explosion, and he thinks it's a bomb, and his generals and all his military guys are looking into it being more than just some, you know, like they're thinking terrorism, because if they found out if it's an ammonium sulfate place, then, yeah, who wouldn't want to blow that up if you hated that area? So, craziness. And I want to know if we've got one in Phoenix. We're sitting next to what I'm convinced is all munitions. Like, everything about where we are next to this National Guard and over there at Papago.
Inside the mountain?
I think that mountain is a powder keg of explosives. I've seen stuff.
I know there's some testing that happens on, I know there's a, that does defense contracts company, and it's all underground.
Here?
Yeah, I assume I can talk about it, because we,
Brady's got the know.
I had to do a Porkopolis delivery.
Underground?
They catered. Yeah, and it's completely underground, and they make explosives.
It can't be that secretive, or they wouldn't have let the
pork
guy in.
Yeah, it can't be. Yeah, I forget the name of the company, which is good. But it wasn't far from our old station on I-10.
Wouldn't it be great, though, Brady?
Have you ever gone by, you know where the, I'll finish this, you know where the semi-trucks are lined up, and they're like RV luxury RVs on I-10?
Uh-uh.
It's just before you get to the, it's across the street from...
it's by Firebird, right? Or well,
yeah, by
whatever
Firebird.
It is
oh,
now.
It's way up there.
And you
okay.
see those little mounds, dirt mounds.
Those are little...
Those are encased
Brady,
housing.
I think you went to a drug dealer's meth lab, and they were building bombs
no,
and stuff.
No, I had to pull in. You have to turn your radio off. You have to turn your cell phone off.
Did you have to get naked?
They don't want anything to, you know, possible crossing over on signals. Didn't have to get naked.
Hmm.
But then I get escorted back, and then you... see that these things go down pretty deep.
Oh my God.
It was pretty cool.
And you don't remember the company that this wasn't the military? It was just a bunch of dudes underground making bombs?
It was it was like Raytheon or something like that.
You need to make a phone call.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
4 years ago, maybe.
How do you did you sign any papers that say that you can't, you're done? That you're never allowed to talk about this? Because I have a feeling you just, now you've
no,
made me
they
more
just
nervous.
Wanted to make sure they were pretty. I think it's pretty out front, but they just wanted to make sure again your radio's off, your cell phone, and because they bring in, they have a bunch of people that work there, and they bring in lunches all the time.
You what?
Can I look this up?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I wonder if it's a thing. Yeah. But Brady's making pork for underground bomb manufacturers, and didn't say a word to us. That would have been like the next day. I would have called you guys immediately
about it.
That you made bomber runs.
I don't know about, but I remember, briefly saying that you know, dropping off, and what they do is they make those explosives underground, they detonate them and test them and see how they,
oh my God,
how effective they are.
Well, I've always known that Papago has a weird entrance into that mountain. If you ever go down the one street, I biked by it a lot. In fact, I did it just the other day, and I biked by there, and you go, and there's like this garage that goes into the mountain.
See, I've heard rumors of people saying that they've saw helicopters actually land inside the mountain, like it goes right over.
1999, I used to drive by that every morning to go downtown at 4:30 in the morning, and I swear to God, I watched a helicopter go in that thing. I pulled over. I was like, what did I just see? I didn't know if it was behind it, if it was on top of it, but it was like things opened up, and it just went away. And I'm like, that mountain is phony. I'm convinced that mountain is fake.
You're like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters and stuff.
All my potatoes were Papago for a while, and I didn't know what I was seeing. Yeah, and I stood in these bushes. it was the strangest thing, but I've looked at Papago this strange way. But now after yesterday's explosion, I'm like, where else is – there's got to be something in every city that has – because we make fertilizer and all that stuff.
Yeah, because the rumor on that one, like you're saying, is it's been – you know, originally it was a fireworks thing. Then they say it was a big silo.
Right. I don't know what it was, but that much ammonium – isn't that the stuff that they always say blows things up that terrorists use?
That's what McVeigh used.
That's what Timothy McVeigh had, right? Yeah, he blew up an entire building with that. So they're just storing it in mass next to a port. And not a soul said, oh, my God, we've got a little fire brewing next door. We've got to put that fire out. It seems weird. But, yeah, the pictures are unbelievable.
It is interesting that, you know, the fireworks thing, when we first saw it and you keep looking in that 30-second clip, it shows there's a little mini explosive. So it does look like a fireworks plant.
They kept saying firecrackers.
Yeah,
so it was like baby firecrackers, and that's why at the bottom it looks like there's just little sparklies. But man, oh man, yeah. So all I thought to if you guys know, and I know we talk to a lot. Look, if anybody has the audience that would know about the ammonium sulfate place, it's us. Beth's audience does not work there. Somebody right now is sitting in a room full of it, going, "Dude, I shake myself to sleep at night. I know where it is, and I know." Okay, please tell me where that is, because it was crazy. It's so much bigger than the train accident. I can't imagine what that loony lady who thought last week's hellfire thing, what she saw on the TV yesterday. She has to be in a hole. But, yeah, it's all I've been thinking about. It's like, man, oh, man, do we have that? And then Home Depot has. They sell fertilizer. You can make a mini explosion. It just gave ideas to terrible people. So I get nervous about
stuff.
Well,
it's got to be risky where fertilizer is even made.
Of course.
Yeah.
How do you like that job now, this morning?
I like it in Wiki Up. I don't like it in downtown Phoenix. And I'm thinking, you know, if they had it in downtown Beirut, that's a job for people way out in the middle of nowhere that you can't kill everybody if it blows up. But, man, that thing was a beast.
You didn't know that we have a black powder manufacturer in the old Dial building downtown. Right.
That's all it is. The Dial building is shaped like a bullet because it is one. 2.8 million Arizonans live within vulnerable zones from toxic chemical leaks.
Oh,
thanks,
Christ.
Toledo. Thanks for pulling that up.
Hey, you asked me.
No, I did not ask.
Yeah, you did, actually.
I said, do we have ammonium sulfate stored in one spot? I didn't need to know that I'm breathing.
Here's an ammonium nitrate plant for sale.
But look where it is. That's where it belongs, right in the middle of nowhere.
Do you know
like, if that was downtown.
Right.
You know, like it was in Beirut. That's crazy that that's down there.
Or if it was in Guadalupe or something.
Well,
you know, who cares?
No one would notice. I've said that before. If terrorists attacked and blew up Guadalupe and you drove through the next morning, would you notice?
No.
If you hadn't been paying attention to this, would you even know that that had happened? Yeah. So, well, ammonium.
Well, you remember the explosion on a couple of those things. It made me think last week. Imagine, I mean, that trail derailment.
Train.
Sometimes those cars haul.
I would hate a trail
derailment. Bunch of chemicals.
But trail just up and moved.
Yeah. Oh my God! I was riding on this.
Did
trail.
I say trail?
Yeah.
And the train derailment.
Yeah.
All those cars. You know, there was a concern about the chemical spills.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you know talk about something that's coming closer to a city.
Oh yeah.
I don't even
do it.
On that.
Screw that.
Oh,
no
good.
Way.
Takes me to the OSHA side. Guidance on the ammonium nitrate storage requirements. From 1970.
Yeah. I want stronger. I want requirements to be a little stronger. Yeah, it was an explosion. That's fun to watch. But, yeah, somebody says, that's right, Brady. It is Raytheon. They make missiles, and they're underground right now. Deal with it. I'm fine with that. Making the missiles is good.
Did a couple of deliveries over.
Just don't want them stored. Where do they put the missiles after? If it's in a building right downtown next door to, you know, Oven and Vine, I'm not interested in going down there anymore in case there's a gas leak. It's crazy. That's where it is. Toledo's found it on the map. Right next to, so it's right next to Wild Horse Pass. How did they enjoy your pork, Brady? Did they love every second of that? Did you get to stick around and see the facility?
Yeah, they ordered up a couple of times.
Have you ever delivered anything else?
I did ask because I was so curious. I'd love to see the facilities, but you're not allowed to.
Yeah. Have you done any other?
And there's a lot of listeners here.
Have you done any other subterranean deliveries, Brady, that we don't know about? I'd be very curious about your worm-like activities.
I delivered one time to this guy's private car collection up off the I-17 that you'd have no idea that this, it looks like an old warehouse on this, you could see off the side of the road, and this guy's been in town for years, and it was amazing. He had one of the Lincoln Continentals that was driven in Dallas.
Oh, one of Kennedy's death machines.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It had the step boards on the
I would only want the one.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have brain chunks, it's just a car.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like that the ambulance that they tried to sell at their
Barrett
Jackson.
It's like Brady Jackson. And the Costa Concordia.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It was almost there.
It was the one that Kennedy said, I take number two. And then the first car is just a bunch of dudes who didn't do anything. You know, it's tough to explain that one as you were the car that nothing happened to. But it's still kind of neat to have anything related to the Kennedy deal. But if I'm getting one of the Lincolns, I'm getting the splatter one. I can't afford the splatter one, but I would lean towards that at the car show.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, if there were multiple beasts, you know, that were made, you know, it's a backup beast, the car that's driven, that's kind of
But it wasn't
cool.
The one, you know?
No.
Yeah, there is only one Kennedy car. Like, when I say Kennedy car, do you think of all the... No, you think of one.
Apparently, we should do a little bit more examination of the maps around here. Did you know that there is a place called Zombie Wars?
Wars, Arizona?
Out in the desert by the Gila River Golf Course?
No.
The Wild Horse Pass? Yeah, Zombie Wars.
What's that? Is it just a paintball thing?
Shoot real zombies with paintballs.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, no, I didn't know about that.
Hey, real zombies.
Oh, sure. Their
tagline.
Where'd you say it's almost by Gila Bend?
Yeah, by the Wild Horse Pass Golf Course.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. There's zombies all over. You been to Mesa recently?
I live in Mesa.
Yeah, well, then you know. You probably should have a paintball game going the whole time. That Zombie Wars thing has scattered itself all over the city now. It's gigantic.
New attraction at Rawhide.
Oh, it's everywhere. I was playing Zombie Wars at the Circle K yesterday. It was amazing.
Man.
Like, this is spread all over. Anyway, if we've got that exploding building, I'd like to know where it is so I can... kind of avoid it. It gets you. The paranoia kicked in yesterday.
Jesus said that that the place that Brady's talking about is Pacific Scientific, and they are hiring right now too.
Oh, by the way, right. Oh, yeah. So. if you want to live with the mole people in the underground lair, Brady delivers food now and again. Well, that's interesting. Anyway, I know stuff goes on. I just don't want the storage to be
holds it right up
right downtown. That's crazy. But those pictures are amazing. Terrible. No matter if it was
look at that. That is a
look at that. The underground bunker.
Jeez.
Yeah. No matter if it was terror involved or if it was just an accident. The pictures are just horrible coming out of Beirut. Yeah. I mean, they're just brutal. So I just want to know if we have that capability. And you're right, Palo Verde. Nobody thinks about that thing. There's just a nuclear bomb.
Safe.
Yep. It is.
Watch Chernobyl.
It's really super duper safe. Unless. Like most things. Your car's super safe. Unless.
Unless your dickhead manager gets on your ass about doing the procedure and you do it wrong.
And you're just kind of.
Then the next thing you know.
Or you had a bad day. Your wife's put on way too much weight. And you can't stop thinking about
COVID.
That. You got the COVID on your brain. And you're sitting and you're working the Palo Verde. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot that could go wrong. But when it does, you start looking around. We're so oblivious to it all. But I'm sure Papago is just one gigantic ammonium sulfate mountain. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. The ammonium sulfate storage facility known as Papago Mountain. And we have parks and trails and all sorts of stuff you can walk around on. It's crazy. Well, just beware. If there's anything it does, it opens your eyes to being a little more aware of the things around you. And by all means, if there's ever a fire, don't stand and look at it. That's what I learned yesterday. Because there's so many looky-loos that watch fires. You never know what's in that guy's garage. And I didn't know that it could blow up like that. That was a mushroom cloud. Craziness. The world has gone crazy.
John, Olive, between Litchfield and Reams is an underground storage facility right next to the railroad tracks.
For ammonium sulfate?
He doesn't say. Oh, he doesn't specify.
For Christ's sake, you ghouls. Don't just be scary. Give me real stuff. Next to railroad tracks.
You guys remember that company TRW used to blow up all the time that would have gone and had a lot of explosives. I used to work there. I used to blow up at least once when I was there.
I had a job interview there at TRW in like 1995, I guess. A friend of mine's like, I'm working out there at the airbag factory, man. I'm like, no kidding? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I can get you an interview. I'm like, okay. So I drove out there. And they do have a sign that has like the joke on The Simpsons. It's been this many days since our last accident. And when I went, it was 7.
Oh.
I'm like, that's too close for comfort. If it's not a double digit, like they don't even have a second hanger. Like the one number is the only one. They we're never going to get into the tens. That's crazy talk. But they were blowing up faces like crazy. That airbag factory had an explosion a week there for a little while in the 90s.
I love our listeners. John, if you go to Home Depot and you get that stump remover stuff, that's ammonium nitrate.
Yeah.
So if you mix that with a little sugar and you cook it together, you can make some smoke bombs.
Oh, fun. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for knowing that.
And
General
I've got your
citizen.
Number now.
Yeah. Just don't cook it too long.
Yeah. Thanks.
John, there are a few big fertilizer plants on the west side.
Are there?
Plants, not storage.
Well, they got to store it then.
Well, at least it's on the west side.
Yeah, that's what that smell is. Okay, thank you, west side. You've explained yourself. We appreciate that.
John, I know you don't like to admit it, but Tucson is a part of the state, and that's where it would be stored.
Good. Well, now I'm back on board. If we're storing it in Tucson, well, then that's fine, because that place needs a renovation.
John, nobody likes to think about it, but the semiconductor places around here are the most dangerous thing we've got going in this town.
I don't like to think about it, and I didn't know that. Is that real?
Apparently.
What, do they blow up?
Intel? I don't know.
Intel
They've
will
got
blow
all
up?
Kinds of chemicals. I know that.
Oh, no.
Oh, Christ, that's in Chandler,
that's
too.
That's right next to you.
No.
Oh, no. I got to build that.
And there's this one still?
Yeah, Brady's got to go down.
There's one in the East Valley if you go 60.
You delivered food to the...
That new 202, that there was a huge building, and at one time when I did the first delivery, it was built because they got the contract from Apple to build the glass for all the phones.
Oh, the phones, the Gorilla Glass.
Yeah, and so that was what was interesting, though. Same thing, security. You had to go through this process, and then it just is no longer because I delivered. A little bit later, like within a month or two, And they said, oh, yeah, the contract fell through.
Man.
It's nothing. And then they're doing construction, but the construction was all inside, and you can't, you're not allowed to see any of it.
Isn't that the one that was going to become the Apple plant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, and I think it's either maybe Amazon got it or...
Brady, you spent an awful lot of time under the Earth's crust delivering food to people. That's news to me.
Now I realize.
I didn't realize how much time.
Going through secret checkpoints.
you went down under the... You were no longer a surfie. You spent a lot of subterranean deliveries there. Hey, we live under the ground. We hear your barbecue's fantastic from the other mole people.
You got it, Mr. Escobar. Right. Enjoy and then just, the food.
Just white people with giant eyes. Give me the barbecue, sir.
Zombie wars.
Yeah, it is.
John, my father works at Intel, and he says it's okay, unless...
Yeah, exactly. I think that's true of everything. But John, I didn't realize it was sitting right on top of us.
Be glad you didn't take that job at TRW. One guy went in to cut a piece of pipe they haven't cleaned out right, blew him up right on site when I was working there.
There were a few of those. Man. And that was, and when I got the interview, it seemed to be happening quite a lot. And I talked to one dude, and I actually think I turned the job down during the interview because of that sign that said, it's only been like a little under a week since we last blew a dude up. It's been great. Since last Thursday, everything's been amazing.
So, John, here's some basic science for you. The people in the building that do semiconductors use liquid nitrogen.
Okay.
Liquid nitrogen is one of the fuels they launch the rockets with for NASA.
Okay, well.
Just... You can also make that cool ice cream with it, too.
That's right, Creamistry. Brady brings it all home to a delicious treat. And you can eat that under the Earth's crust with Brady's mole people friends that he thinks work in...
They're defense contractors.
No, they're meth heads, and they just wanted some barbecue.
No, they build bombs in holes they've dug in Guadalupe.
John, no one remembers, but this entire area is all open salt caverns
when
Morton Salt Plant is right here. What? I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Wait a minute.
What?
Come on.
Brady, have you been underground in the salt mines?
They make good underground gas storage.
Funny you should mention that. Brady used to get his salt from those places. He used to go down and mine
it
himself.
What do you think I rub it with?
It's a big barbecue rub.
There was a bunch of gold and art.
Sure.
Artwork down there.
Yeah, and you and Mr. Burns and Scrooge McDuck hung around down there. Yeah, I don't want to know a lot of it. I just want to know how close I am to the closest ammonium nitrate sulfate, whatever it is, explosive thing. Man, oh man, that scorched earth thing is horrifying because that's nobody's fault. That's just something that happened. If that was truly just an accident, but if this thing goes up in flames next to us. I know for a fact they're holding a ton of ammo in there.
Well, looking at the repercussions from that one, we're not far enough away.
Oh, we're done.
Oh, yeah.
That blows us to bits. And almost
people
better.
They felt it from 100 miles away.
I'd rather.
Cyprus.
If Papago blew up, I'm happy where we are. Because I don't want to be just on the outskirts where I look like Harvey Dent now. I'm Two-Face. And trying to figure out exactly what to do with this part of my body. Because I was in the blast radius, but just barely. Yeah, it's spooky, but there it is, and we got a ton of garbage floating around by us. So just beware. And again, remember everybody, as you start your Wednesday, everything is super safe, unless
you bastard.
That's all you need to know. So strap that seatbelt on, cross
tight,
your fingers,
tight,
and move that 3 tons of moving metal at breakneck speeds with all those other idiots, and hope for the. Best, because it doesn't look good for any of us right now.
Or if you're a heavy equipment operator delivering that stuff.
No. Gugh. Anyway, just beware. Be careful. And don't look at pictures on the news, because that stuff will change you. That's a major thriving metropolis there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big city that just had a massive explosion. I don't want that to happen. Let's get a wake-up song that makes us all calm down a little bit and puts Brady back under the earth where he belongs. It's 98 KUPD. Give it to us good and strong. 585-9800. We'll scream it, and you guys can live safely.
Wake up! I don't think
if the younger generation doesn't get into
rock,
then guess what? An art form has died.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MD100-2031, NMLS number 186377.5. LifeChangerLoan Corp is an equal housing lender.